calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! It's time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
Continuing with our division-by-division breakdown before the stateside opening day, we are going to order up the American League Central from 5-1. Who you got, D?
Oh, all these world beaters in this division. Well, it's definitely the class of Major League Baseball here.
Totally.
All right, let's start with the very bottom. Let's start with the White Sox. The rebuild has started. They traded Dylan Cease towards the end of the spring training, essentially waving the white flag. I wonder how long it'll take for them to trade Lewis Roberts. So I'm going with the White Sox at 5. At 4, let's go with the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player on the team. But the Royals are trying. You know, at least they're trying. I think MJ Melendez and Vinny Pasquantino, they'll try, but it's just not going to be enough. The Royals are going to be the Royals. So I'm going to leave them over at 4. Number 3, the Detroit Tigers. I actually think they're on the up and up. But, Z, when you start players like Mark Canha, or whatever you want to call him.
The immortal Mark Canha. What are you talking about?
Mark Canha. When you start Mark Canha and Gio Urshela, you're not doing shit this year. That's it, man. Like, when you walk in the clubhouse and you look at the lineup and you see those guys are in the lineup, it's fucking, man. We're not winning. So they're about 2 years away from being 2 years away. Detroit Tigers are number 3. Number 2 is Cleveland, and honestly, this is just by default. They are somehow better than the previous teams I mentioned. They have the Naylor brothers are good. Bieber's starting his fifth consecutive season on opening day. It's very impressive. And he'll likely get traded at the deadline. And number 1, again, just because this is the bag of tricks we have with this division, I'm going with the Twins, the Twinkies. They do have a good 1-2 punch in Pablo Lopez and Joe Ryan, so I do give them that. And that should help them stay on top of a weak AL Central. And, hey, they got Carlos Correa, who made it on my fantasy baseball team again. Let's go.
Oh, Carlos Correa, the gift that keeps on giving. You have to
was
go with the White Sox.
2 years ago, was that whole ordeal with Correa? Whatever, the Mets signed him, and then the Giants signed him, and it's like, you got a bad back, bro.
No, we'll take him. We'll take him.
My back is fine. My back is fine, Nate.
Yeah, come back home. Come back. We got you. So it's kind of hard not to pick the White Sox last.
It's actually kind of easy. It's
right? Very easy. It's like the easiest thing that I've done all day. I've been making lots of decisions, lots of high level thought processes, and this is
high level shit.
Yeah, acidic above the shoulders mustard shit, like that.
Right above getting out of bed in the morning.
That's right. So while we had the Cubs at the tippity top of their division, we have the Southsiders in dead ass fucking last. So. It's kind of easy. Kind of easy. Garrett Crochet, I believe, is your number one starter. I believe he's starting opening day. Good for you. But then you have guys like the immortal Chris Flexen. You have the immortal Davey Garcia, right? And then Michael Kopech was moved to the bullpen.
What?
They moved Kopech to the bullpen.
What?
So they thought that Kopech was so bad. And they moved him to the bullpen. Son, you can't start for us.
And we're the worst.
I can't start for the Chicago White Sox.
You're the worst team in the fucking league. What do you mean I can't start for you? What do you mean?
Oh my God, is he on suicide watch?
Oh, what is... Jesus Christmas. But I mean, the good thing is that your boy Mike Soroka might make a team.
What do you mean I'm not going to start? Didn't we just trade Dylan Cease? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still going to the bullpen.
We got some guys. We got some guys.
When we call, pick up the phone and come in and finish the game, all right?
Luis Robert, you have Andrew Vaughn. You have Eloy Jimenez. Like, I mean, that's what scares you. Luis Robert. You have Andrew Vaughn, Eloy Jimenez. Gavin Sheets doesn't scare me. Andrew Benintendi doesn't scare me. Nicky Lopez, Paul DeJong, Yoan Moncada. Okay, I'll throw Yoan Moncada in there. But then your catching situation is Max Stassi and Martin Maldonado. Like,
I like Max Stassi.
He's all right, but you know what? Maldonado is the guy. Like, he's going to try and...
Oh, yes, that's true.
He's going to be the guy who's going to try and navigate the water with this young staff.
All right, so they might win 70 games.
Yeah, they're not going to be like...
They're not going to lose 100.
No, they're not going to be 62 Mets. Like, they're not going to be that terrible. They're not going to be, you know, that as bad as that team where Mike Moroth lost 20 games. Like, they're not going to be that bad. They're going to be bad, but they're not going to be that bad.
Bad.
Number four. I got to agree with the Kansas City Royals. Like, you have Bobby Witt Jr. You have Vinny P. You have Adam Frazier. And then what? No, seriously. And then what? Hunter Renfro. Okay. Hunter, and not the ex-Raider Hunter Renfro. The guy who looks like Mike Trout, Hunter Renfro. Like Mike Trout's twin. You have guys like Garrett Hampson and Michael Massey. Like, who the hell are these people? Garrett Hampson, I know. But who the hell are the rest of these guys? Were they furniture movers? So, it's going to be a long year in Kansas City. And another team that they just sign guys to trade them. They expect Will Smith to get traded, because that's what Will Smith does. You know, expect Michael Wacha to probably get traded. Expect Seth Lugo to get traded.
Wacha, Wacha, Wacha.
It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all. Number three. I got to go with Cleveland. I'm not in love with their rotation. I'm not in love with their staff outside of Shane Bieber. Tristan McKenzie's okay. Class A is okay. They went and got Scott Barlow from Kansas City. Like, the back of their bullpen is going to be decent, but, you know, are they going to be able to get busy that far?
They're going to be busy.
They're going to be very busy. Outside of, like, I mean, Logan Allen, Tanner Bibby, like, their rotation, it's young. And young can be hit or miss. Young can be very good, or they can take a step back. Now, the offense plays. Now, where do they go from there? I think you're looking at, Andrés Giménez is going to be a breakout star. He absolutely is going to be a breakout star. So, it's only a matter of time. Brennan's good. You could even see, like, Esteban Florial. Right, maybe he kind of blossoms outside of the Bronx. Laureano is there from the A's. You got players, but the pitching gives me major pause. Number two, I like their pitching better, but not by much. Like, they have a few guys. And I'll talk about the Detroit Tigers. Matt Manning is interesting. He threw a no-hitter last year. Tariq Skubal. You're looking at Casey Mize. What's he going to be? Kenta Maeda is there. Like, you have some guys on this roster. It's quite intriguing. You have Andrew Chafin in the back end of the bullpen. They're going to be better than we think. I think the Tigers are finally going to be better than you think. Now, Javi Baez is going to drag this team down, because that's what Javi Baez does. But Torkelson is good. Gio Urshela is going to be good. You know, you rag on Mark Canha, man, but Mark Canha is a doubles machine. Like, he's a veteran, solid player.
Stop.
He's a solid player. He absolutely is. Like, don't sleep on him. And then you have guys like Vierling, Kerry Carpenter. You have some young talent on this team. And I think they're finally going to be on the ascend. And then number one, by default, you're absolutely right. And it's hard for me to say that because I don't like this team. Because they're a bunch of underachievers. And it drives me crazy. The Minnesota Twins, right? Pablo Lopez. You have Joe Ryan, you mentioned. Chris Paddock is still there.
Love Chris Paddock.
Yeah, well, if he ever plays. So, like, DeSclafani's already starting the year on the IL. You already have injury concerns, right? Jawan Duran is there to close out the back end. Like, he's a flamethrower. Like, that guy is very interesting. But, you know, Bailey Ober is there. It's what are you going to get from the rest of the team? Like, what are you getting from the catching position? You have Christian Vasquez. All right, maybe we'll get something. Correa, is his back going to flare up? Right? Carlos Santana, is he going to have a good year? Or can he only have a good year? Can he only have a good season in a low-pressure situation? Like, we'll find out. And then you have guys like Kirilov, Kapler, Byron Buxton, if he can ever stay healthy. There's plenty there. But this can also be very volatile, and they could end up injured and buried just because that's their luck. They're already starting like six guys on the IL. So their depth is already going to be tested, and we will see what they have. But I think the Twinkies should have enough to get through. This is one of the weaker divisions in all of baseball. So whoever wins this division is most likely a one and done. I can't see any of these guys making any noise. And there's no Arizona Diamondbacks here. There's absolutely no pleasant surprise. This is a one and done waiting to happen coming out of the AL Central this year.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.